Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. 24-year-old Shanai Simmons has sadly died after the involvement of a single-vehicle road traffic collision on July 11th in St. George's. The Bermuda Police Service have confirmed Simmons' death as the fourth road fatality of 2024 and extend sincere condolences to his family and friends. In the original witness appeal made by the BPS, they shared that around 11:57 p.m. on Thursday, July the 11th, police received a report of a single-vehicle road traffic collision involving a motorcycle at Pepper Hole, Orange Hole Road, St. George's. It is understood a male motorcycle rider was traveling east along Tommy Fox Road near the junction with Pepper Hole Road, St. George's, when he lost control of the vehicle and collided with what is believed to be a metal pole. Officers arrived at the scene to find Shanai Simmons receiving treatment from EMTs. He was admitted to the King Edward Memorial Hospital Intensive Care Unit, where he was later pronounced dead on Monday, July the 15th. This road fatality is currently being investigated by the Road Policing Unit. The BPS thanked those persons who have already assisted with inquiries and renews the appeal for any witnesses who have not already come forward or anyone with relevant information to please contact Sergeant Milton Hill on 515-2481. Meanwhile, in an effort to foster community care and medical practice, the Bermuda Cancer and Health Center invites members of the community to attend an upcoming volunteer orientation on Wednesday, the 18th of September at 5:30 p.m. Now, this event is for those who are eager to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those affected by cancer and other chronic illnesses. Maria McLeod-Smith, the volunteer and fundraising manager at Bermuda Cancer and Health Center, she says volunteering is more than just helping out. It's about connecting with others, spreading hope, and making Bermuda a better, healthier place. She added that we're really looking forward to welcoming both new and returning volunteers to the orientation and showing them how much of an impact they can have. Again, the volunteer orientation will be on September the 18th at 5:30 p.m. at the Bermuda Cancer and Health Center, which is on 46 Point Finger Road in Paget. And in your sports-related news, Bermudian Olympians are making their way home. First to arrive were Jack Harvey and Erica Hawley after making their Olympic debuts in swimming and triathlon. A government spokesperson said that Jack, who arrived Tuesday evening following his outstanding performance at the Olympic Games, was met at the LF Wade International Airport by Minister Tinay Ferbert, the Acting Minister of Tourism, Culture and Sport. Erica Hawley returned to Bermuda on August 14th to a warm welcome from family and friends. Minister Ferbert said government has recognized how critical it is to support our young people and elite athletes. Jack Harvey, Erica Hawley, and our entire Bermuda Olympic team have shown us the results of hard work, perseverance, and a strong mindset. They have excelled in their respective sports in Bermuda and have brought pride to our country on the world stage. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.